This performance is an original work of creative fiction, owned by me, Talking Smut, and the writer. It is protected under copyright and Creative Commons licensing. My work is for adults, by adults, and about adults. This is a work of fictional fantasy and does not condone or promote harm to anyone in any way. Do not host, use, fill, or adapt my work for commercial purposes. Do not download, post, host, or re-host my work without the express permission of the artists involved. The effects are from freesound.org, and any music is used under license. Please enjoy this feature presentation. Yes, that is exactly what I was thinking. Oh, hey, are you going to go and get some more wine? Oh, look, here, let me come with you. I can help carry. Yeah, to be honest, I think you're going to need more bottles than you can carry by yourself. They're going through your wine supply tonight. And that includes you. You've been knocking them back. Hey? Oh, no, I'm not judging you or anything. I really only noticed because your behaviour is a little different than normal. Oh, no, never mind. I shouldn't have said anything. Well, okay, look, if you really want to know... You've been pretty flirty tonight. I think some of it is due to the wine, but not all of it. Oh, come on. I saw you dancing with that douche. He's tried to hit on you before, but you've never given him the time of day before. And then we danced, and I felt you rubbing against me. Not complaining. Not at all. It just seems like, and this could just be me, that you're trying to get your boyfriend to notice how horny you are and make him jealous. Well, he doesn't seem to have noticed, which is fucked up. If you were my girl and I saw you doing this stuff, I would absolutely freak out. There'd be an argument and... Well, I mean, we'd fix whatever is wrong. So, something must be wrong. Come on, I know you. You're not the problem in this situation. Wait, what? No, of course it's not funny. No, it's not. I mean, not at all. I'm sorry, it's just, it really is just a little bit funny. Look, he's really doing No Nut November? Really? And you told him you really wanted to fuck him over and over and over, and he just... No. No way. He really said, "Be gone, thought." He used those words. Gee. Oh, my God. What a fucking idiot. Plus, that line was stale like 2 years ago. So, you tried to get him to notice, and he just, what, he didn't. It's pretty clear what you're going to have to do. Yep. You need to fuck someone else. Oh yeah, not joking one little bit. You're not getting what you need, and you've given him plenty of chances. Plus, I mean, you're into me. But of course you are. I was the only guy that you ground against out there. I mean, I could go over all kinds of all the little things that have happened between us, but we really don't have time for that, do we? And you really need to get fucked. Yeah. You're going cock crazy, aren't you? I always suspected you needed more attention than other girls. What? Oh, am I getting too close? I didn't bother you upstairs. You're getting a little nervous, afraid. Or are you just excited because you are so, so close to getting fucked right up against this wall? You're not saying anything one way or another. Well then, let me move closer. See, you step back against the wall, but You're not running. I'm not blocking your way. You could easily go right past me and up the stairs, and we'd never speak of this again. And let's be honest, if you really thought you were in danger, you could shout and there'd be about 10 people down here in a second. So, if you don't want this, why don't you shout? Just make some noise. You could even just drop that cheap bottle of Cabernet on the floor. That'd be enough. Come on. You're wet as fuck right now. Your eyes aren't afraid, they're fucking hungry. You need this. So say it. Say the words and you can have as much cock and cum as you oh so clearly want. Fuck. Why are you being so difficult? You know what? You don't need to say yes. You said yes upstairs with your body. If you didn't want this, you shouldn't have pushed me to the edge of control. Spread your legs. Yes, I am going to lift you up onto this desk. It's all we've got. I'd love to bend you over, but I really want to look you in the eyes when I fill you. That's it. You don't have to say yes, but you don't have to fight it either. Just go along with it. I don't have the patience to wrestle those panties off. They're just going to the side. Look at your eyes. They got super big when I pulled my cock out, right? Hold still. Hold still. Just... Oh, fuck. Ugh. You feel fucking amazing. I've thought about your pussy so much over the years. Never really thought we'd ever do this. Ugh. Ugh. Relax. Let me support you with my arms. You need it deep, right? Oh, there you go. Oh, much better for the both of us. Oh, that's right. That's right. Roll those hips. Oh, fuck. It's funny. When he was giving you the cock you needed, I could really tell. And yeah, I fucking wanted you. But seeing you happy made it easy for me to be just... Ah, oh, happy for you. But now... I know he's not giving you anything, and I know you're not happy, so... Ah, fuck him. Wow, that was loud. I know you must need this badly, but you're moaning like a complete slut. By now, someone has heard us. You know that, right? Yeah. There's enough people at the party that no one will be sure which two people snuck off or exactly where they were, but word will get around. Your guy will figure it out. God, I bet he'll be so jealous. Wondering who got his hot girlfriend while he was trying to earn some internet clout. But he won't have anyone to blame but himself. Pussy this good is going to find a way to get fucked, and he should fucking know better. When you're angry at yourself later for letting this happen, remember how good it felt. Remember how much fucking better I am. Remember how good it felt up against the wall of the basement. Imagine what I could do to you in a proper bed with time. Remember how fucking perfect it feels to have your best friend fucking every... thought out of that pretty little head of yours. Oh, you can even tell yourself I forced you if it makes you feel better. But remember how much you loved being forced. That's it. Keep it up. I'm gonna fill you. Oh, fuck. Last chance to scream. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, ha. Ah. Ah. Oh. 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 Wow. I really meant to pull out there, but I lost control. You've always had that effect on me. I never thought we'd fuck at a party, though. What a perfect little slut you turned out to be. Oh? Having second thoughts? Really? I mean, yes, you could interpret what just happened that way, but... Well, I recorded us fucking. Audio only, I promise. On my phone. Don't act so shocked. Of course I'm not going to share this with anyone. I'm really not that kind of guy. It's my own special... secret little memory. Of course, if anyone said I raped you, then I'd have to share it. To protect myself. I mean, I could still get into trouble, but hearing all those sweet little moans and whimpers, you know, the ones you made, well, it really does sound like you needed my cock, like you were begging for it. I think a judge would agree with me too. So, rather than fight over bullshit, why don't you just focus on how good you feel right now, of how my cum feels so right inside you. And then, when you inevitably call for more, because your shitty boyfriend isn't giving you what you need, we won't have to pretend. Anyway, you go ahead and get cleaned up and collected. Don't worry. I'll carry the Chardonnay back upstairs on my own. There we go. Da-da. Da-da-da.